Dr. Bernard Peuker Ehrenbrink is a geochemist.
Yeah, geochemistry. I mean, that's sort of the field, the chemistry of the Earth, how the Earth has evolved and what the chemistry can tell us about that.
Officially, he's a senior scientist from the Department of Marine Chemistry and Geochemistry at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. He studies rivers.
I have been studying rivers for not quite a decade, and we are now in the process of building what we call the Global Rivers Observatory, really a mechanism, a network with partners worldwide to study the chemistry of rivers.
The project has looked at the Amazon River, the Congo, the Fraser, and more.
I'm particularly interested in these kind of small, steep drainage basins along the American West Coast. So I was looking for good field sites to get a kind of a representative sample of rivers along the West Coast. And
Sitka, as it turns out, has one of those, the Indian River.
And I'm hoping that we can sample the river, maybe the Indian River, for a year and see how its chemistry changes, the nutrients, you know, how the salmon habitat changes, and understand a little bit better how these river basins, these small river basins, change over the course of a year.
The reason that is important is, well, complicated.
There's so many aspects to that.
Right, but for example, sometimes river chemistry might be important to a few people in a localized place.
People walk up to us and ask, hey, you know, is the water safe? Is it safe to drink? Can I swim in it? Can I eat the fish? And that's related, of course, to the chemistry. You know, you don't want to have a polluted river right in front of your doorstep.
And sometimes knowing river chemistry has worldwide implications, like when it comes to pollutants.
They can be pollutants that come from far away, from China, for instance. Contamination travels worldwide. So there's so many aspects of that pollutant story.
And right there, Peuker Ehrenbrink has used a word you don't usually hear in science. Story.
Yeah, to me it is all about storytelling. I mean, you have questions that you want to find answers for, and when you find these answers, you have to present it in a way that other people can understand it, because if you keep the knowledge to yourself, you haven't really contributed. You've only contributed when you tell these stories to the public, to other people who are not in the profession, and make them appreciate it.
Connecting the public with science, whether it's by taking people out to a river to gather samples or by giving a presentation in a classroom, is a huge part of the program that has brought Peuker Ehrenbrink to Sitka.
So the program is called the Scientist in Residency Fellowship.
Also known as SIRF.
S-I-R-F.
And that is Jan Straley, a marine biologist in Sitka and the scientist who helped write the proposal that created the program.
It is an outcome of the Sitka Whale Fest Scientist in the Schools program. We went to the teachers and said, what would you like? And the scientists come for Whale Fest the week before and go into the schools. Would you like something in addition to that? And they said, yes, we'd like more scientists at other times of the year. Well, or for longer as well.
Peuker Ehrenbrink is one of eight scientists spending a month each in Sitka during this first year of the program. Funding comes from the National Science Foundation at about $60,000 per year for 3 years. That covers travel, stipend, housing, and all of the things that come along with picking up your science career and moving it to Southeast Alaska for a month. The idea, Straley says, is to give the scientists a sabbatical-type experience where they can get work done away from their daily routine, but they'll also share their work with the community.
People hear about science and it just seems so mysterious. They don't really understand how a conclusion is drawn or how a scientist comes up with an answer that seems pretty foreign or remote to an average person.
But Straley says it doesn't have to be that way. And Peuker Ehrenbrink agrees.
It's fun to see that some of the science we do is actually fairly simple. The sampling, it's all mechanical. It doesn't require any power tools, only your hands, the original power tools. It's quick, and I think it's a good way to get people engaged in the research.
Peuker Ehrenbrink is involving the public in some of his field research. He is in residence at the Science Center through the end of October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.